Hello, welcome to Tech Corner. This is Carolyn Betts and James from on the Solari Report Tech Corner, which runs is posted every last week of the month when Ask Catherine does not air. And I wanted to welcome James.
Hi, how are you doing?
I just wanted to reiterate, because there was some criticism by a software engineer or someone of that ilk of our Tech Corner broadcast. And I just wanted to say that this is not intended to be a high level show with of software engineer quality. The purpose of this is to help our subscribers with issues that they may have trouble finding people to advise them in connection with the possibility of surveillance and privacy issues and all sorts of things that you're not going to possibly get help from somewhere like Best Buy. And to also share some of the things that we've learned. And we are glad to hear stories from people who know more or have had experiences beyond what we've been talking about. And we'll be glad to share those with other listeners. So, James, this is September 20. We're recording on September 26th. I'm in the Netherlands. James is in the Midwest or out west?
Arizona.
Okay, Arizona. Well, now the secret is out. He's in Arizona. This will be broadcast on Friday the 29th.
So before we start, I'd like to set the tone. We've had a lot of questions on security and privacy. Way back in 1998, I worked for a large central office switch manufacturer. The FBI walked in one day and requested a backdoor into all of our large digital offerings. So the high-speed digital pipes that were going to be the backbone of the internet. And to my knowledge, they were granted same. At that time, I sent an email to everyone I knew saying, please don't put anything on a computer or in an email that you don't want the world to see, because the writing was on the wall. And this was 3 years before 9/11. So this is how long the federal government has been planning to, as Catherine calls it, install the database that sucks up every scintilla of information that we produce on the internet. So a reasonable expectation of privacy is going to be pretty tough in this day and age, unless you have your own computer and you have it off in a sequestered spot where you can do your work on it and do what's called sneakernet, pull files off and files on it with thumb drives and transport anything else you want via thumb drive, somebody else's computer, because that's it. That's the only way you're going to have a reasonable expectation of privacy.
Well, shocking as it is, now we see what that brought us, right?
Right.
Okay, James, you take the first question. This one is on VPNs.
In a future Tech Corner, could you please review the concept of VPNs and perhaps review which VPN providers might be better, which might be worse?
First, tell us what a VPN is.
It's a virtual private network. And it is, we've found them not to be as advertised. They have holes. So what we do is we use a proxy server, where we have a server in Iceland that we set up as a proxy server, where we can make it appear that all of our traffic emanates from this Icelandic server instead of where I am in Arizona, etc. Unfortunately, that's all I can tell you.
Okay, and the whole point of a VPN, a virtual private network, is that you would be able to sign into websites, for example, and the person who is able to see the back door of the website cannot tell who you are, because it's supposed to mask the information that is your information, correct?
There's a problem with VPNs. I have a friend of mine who had a VPN who tried to log into his bank and couldn't do it.
Right. And we've had subscribers who've said they can't log into their bank with a VPN. Part of that may be the bank's feeling that they're supposed to know their customer, and if they can't verify that it's really you, that they are queasy about it.
Yes, it's a security, right. It's a security risk. So there's there's if you know if you feel like it gives you a degree of privacy, then by all means use one. But again, there are pluses and minuses to using VPNs.
Another interesting sort of related issue is apparently in Europe, there are some countries where that are blocking a particular channel, and some people are using something, whether it's a VPN or some other way of masking who they are, in order to get through to the platforms that are blocked. So we hope we won't have to do that, but the application of this concept is broadening. Okay, the next question is warm greetings. First of all, thank you for this forum. I am in need of either a service you would recommend or referral to an information site or coaching in the setup of my personal laptop. My goal is to be as private as possible with my hardware, software, storage, and all internet connectivity. Could you begin at the beginning, namely, which manufacturer is the best to purchase a new laptop from? I hesitate to set up or download new email accounts or informational files on my current laptop. I would love a session or two of this subject soon. Thank you.
The best way to go hardware-wise is an old MacBook Air. In my opinion, Dell, HP have substandard hardware and they go up in flames much, much sooner than an old MacBook Air. Now, in the show notes, there is a link on how to convert, how to install and set up Linux on a Mac. And I've done this, and I have a Mac that's like 15 years old that I did this to, and it still works beautifully. Where I do not know of a 10 or 15 year old HP or Dell laptop. Now, so far as an ISP, that is going to be the luck of the draw for your area. You desperately need to find one amongst the choices you have that will allow you to turn your Wi-Fi on and off selectively at your leisure. And be sure to then always turn up your firewall security to the nines. And that is going to give you the most bang for your buck security-wise. Now, again, there's also another link about in our FAQs, and go to the FAQ link and then click on cybersecurity, what we do for details there. But that, again, is the best you're going to do in the environment we live in today.
Okay, so if you buy an old MacBook Air, you could either use the Mac operating system or you could install a Linux system, for example, Ubuntu, that is free on the internet and download that, correct? So if you're used to, let's say, Windows, which we don't recommend, you can switch to a freeware alternative that is pretty close to what you're used to working on, like Word and Excel and all of those. There are alternatives to each one of those, correct?
Yes. However, I must warn you that Linux is an acquired taste. It's not for the squeamish. They have made it a lot more friendly. I have watched the evolution of the Linux desktop for over the last 20 years, and they're getting better. But again, they're not going to be as user-friendly as a Windows box or a Mac. Of all three of them, Mac is probably the easiest, most user-friendly option you have.
Well, you can call it user friendly, but I have to tell you, James, if you're someone who grew up on Microsoft, you learned Microsoft as a computer, the Mac is not as obvious in how it works to someone who's used to the Windows system. So it all depends on how you learned what you know how to do now. I will say I have both a Mac and relatively recent one, and I have a Dell laptop. As consistent with every Dell I've had, I think I had three. Dell, as within what seemed like weeks of the expiration of the warranty, something went wrong. And I currently have a 2-year-old, 2-plus-year-old Dell laptop that has no working battery, so I can only use it when it's plugged in. So, that's my experience with Dell. Dell is a very popular brand, but consider that sort of information when you're trying to decide what to do. Now, what I did on my Dell is I installed Ubuntu, and I was so nervous about not having Windows, which came free with the Dell. I had it partitioned so that part of the memory or the power goes into
hard drive.
Part of the hard drive is Microsoft and part of the hard drive is Linux. And I regret having done that, in part because somehow Microsoft has tracked me down and sent me some kind of standard thing from Microsoft, even though I don't use Microsoft, because I do have Microsoft somewhere on that computer. And it's also using up the part of the hard drive that is not now available to me with my Linux. So I was just nervous about giving up something that was free, shall we say. So I wouldn't recommend doing what I did.
I must say that the MacBook Air is superior so far as longevity, and you won't have to scrape Windows off of it. Microsoft has worked very hard to be as proprietary as possible, as well as being as persistent as possible, meaning if you decide to put another OS on a Microsoft PC or laptop, you're going to have some challenges depending on what version of Microsoft OS you have, because they do not want you to scrape them off of that device. They want to be preeminent, and they want to basically rent you space on your own computer.
Right. The other downside is, and you know, you just have to live with the way the world works. If you have a contract with a place like Best Buy to be your guys who are going to be your tech guys to help you, they don't support Linux. At least Best Buy doesn't. I don't know about any of the other ones that might be available, but you need to ask. They will. So everybody will support Microsoft, virtually everybody, but not necessarily Linux. So, but I've had pretty good experience just going on the internet and doing a search. How do I do such and such in Ubuntu, which is one of, there are multiple Linux systems, and one of them is Ubuntu. Is that right, James?
Yes, there's more every day. People are definitely jumping on the Linux bandwagon. The first major decline in Microsoft is when they tried to put it on a phone, and it exposed the fact that Microsoft can't walk and chew gum. They were constantly rebooting their phones, and that's when Microsoft took its, in my opinion, the biggest hit in its market share.
The next question is, I'm ready to leave my YouTube channel as part of my ongoing divorcement from the beast. Great idea. My videos are virtually spiritually oriented. There are about a dozen. Do you have a suggestion for a YouTube alternative? Thank you.
At this time, Mr. Globe has the lowest regard for Rumble, and BitChute is in a trailing second place. Rumble has really stepped up and told Mr. Global to take a long walk off a short pier. They're the only ones that have actually put their foot down so far as demands from big social media as well as governments. In fact, I think Rumble, if I'm not mistaken, has been threatened with expulsion from France, which, yes, as far as I'm concerned, speaks volumes for Rumble. Especially Russell Brand has been embraced by Rumble. So if you don't know about the Russell Brand saga, Russell Brand has been very effective in eviscerating Mr. Global's vaccine mandates, et cetera, as well as exposing their corruption. And they've finally gone after him with a 10 to 15 year old sexual assault case that the accusers aren't using their proper names or are doing it anonymously. So that's what's going on with Mr. Brand at the moment.
And he's been deplatformed from YouTube, correct?
No, he's still on YouTube. He's been trying to get his, I think he's got over a million subscribers. He's attempting to get them all to register on his Rumble channel, which I would suggest everybody do if you follow the man, because he's in the ilk of a Bobby Kennedy Jr. so far as being able to stand up to the data beast and what they've been doing to us for the last 2 years.
Okay.
So number four is, I post a link at Money and Markets September 14th, but it's behind a paywall. Here's a link to the full article. Of what I understand is that the leak isn't contained and Microsoft wants to withhold that info as long as possible. This is what some engineer techies think. Even in speculation, all routers might need replacing. Imagine that. How valuable is this intel? Maybe it may be a nothing burger, but someone on Giza posted this, and that someone isn't exactly known for rumor mongering. And you have a web archive link.
Yeah, our other tech guy says, oh my, there has never been and will never be a method to secure Windows or Outlook. The operating system architecture since inception was not designed for security. Any semblance of Windows security is based on a plethora of band-aids. We all know that this is an accident waiting to happen. Covering my eyes now and declaring all gone.
So amen.
We do not think highly of Windows.
No. Anything I could say about Windows would be extremely rude and not meant for mixed company.
And I will say, personally, based on my personal experience, it is possible to banish Windows from your life and survive.
I'll give that another amen.
Okay. This is one you covered.
Right. So after you, Carolyn.
You want me to read it? I came across Federated Computer, and the viewer provides a link. A cloud company that provides open source software as a service. They appear to provide a full suite of tools often used by businesses, but backed by open source alternatives for things like email, chat, calendars, storage, cloud storage, etc. This could be beneficial for small businesses that want an alternative to using Google or Microsoft. This subscriber says he or she is not affiliated with the company in any way and has not used the project. As a software engineer who likes freedom, I'm often keeping my eyes out for control the grid alternatives.
So they appear to be out of North Carolina. David Young is the CEO and was founder of Joint Services, which was recently purchased by Samsung. Federated Computer appears to be privately held, but I looked at the code on their homepage and I found out that they were using a Google Web Tag Manager, which goes through Google Analytics. So it appears they've not weaned themselves off Google yet.
So judge for yourself.
Right. This is about QuickBooks. Hello, Carolyn and Catherine. I hope you're doing well. I discovered something of a note that you may want to cover on Financial Rebellion. QuickBooks sent me an email saying I must become a PCI compliant to continue using their services to ensure that my client's credit card data is secure. I was disturbed to see that they would be scanning my computer by signing up for PCI compliance. I would be giving them permission to view my computer, quote, scope, in quotes, me, and possibly watch me through my camera. What a deal. I have decided to push back and not become PCI compliant. What is an approved scan ASV? Approved scanning vendor. And he gives a link. So all yours, Carol.
Actually, it is a she. This is a young lady who has her own business. This is a form letter, I believe, because you, as the runner of a business who uses a payment processor, are not responsible for PCI compliance. PCI compliance is something that makes sure that you have a secure system for accepting credit cards. And so whoever is the processor of the credit cards is the one that has to be PCI compliant. Therefore, this letter is not applicable to you. But we would say that we have further experience with QuickBooks to share, and that is that there are two different versions of QuickBooks. One is that you use on the cloud and you're communicating with their server. The other is that you can download it on your own system. And that's the one we got because we did not want to be on the QuickBooks server and to have QuickBooks have access to any of our information, which is very private. However, quite by accident, we discovered that QuickBooks somehow had been accessing our internal communications involving QuickBooks. And therefore, you know, we never agreed that they could intrude in our personal business. And who would think that when you download an app that is on your hard drive, that somehow the vendor of the app can come in and look at your personal business communications. So we decided to discontinue using QuickBooks. And there is something called accounting.com, and it's spelled in a weird way, German or something.
It's German.
AKAUNTING.com. And this is an open source program that is comparable to QuickBooks. And I am told it's very user friendly. So do you have anything to add on that, James?
Yeah, I've watched QuickBooks descend into this Big Brother venue where they were the best of the best for a long time. And then they just gradually started pulling in, going to this, you know, software as a service where they were going to put it up on a cloud and they were going to be able just to watch every transaction you did. And I'm not surprised that this happened. And I'm thrilled that accounting has stepped into the void to fill this very needed gap. But again, you're going to have to be aware of this style of intrusion with all the apps you're using, because software as a service appears to be the next big thing, unfortunately.
Well, does this mean that there's a backdoor in the app that you download? How can they get into your email?
It's QuickBooks, I believe, allows you to send email through QuickBooks, okay? To message people through QuickBooks. So if they have this is what they're pushing for. You know, this is what they're pushing for. They're pushing for you're going to put all your information on somebody else's cloud and they won't have to work that hard to see what you're up to.
Well, we'll hope that accounting is a great alternative for our business and recommend anybody look into other alternatives if you are concerned about this type of thing happening.
Yes, and I would love that everybody listening to this, if you've had similar experiences with like QuickBooks with other applications, please send it to us. We're very curious about that situation.
Yes, and we'll share it with the other subscribers. The next question is, in this age of surveillance, I would like your opinion of YouTube TV as an alternative to cable TV through Spectrum. I don't watch that much TV, but I like access to certain shows. YouTube allows 100 channels plus recording for less than half the amount I pay to Spectrum. However, YouTube TV is part of Google, which is suspicious at best. Am I being paranoid, or should I stop overpriced cable TV and join YouTube TV?
As a dear friend of mine once said, paranoid survive. But I will say this. There is no streaming anything on the internet that isn't tracked by either the provider or a partner. And it's there to data mine you so that they can custom place ads. This custom placing of ads is something they make a lot of money on. And the more feedback they can get from you, from your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your you know, your car, whatever, you know, with your Ring camera, whatever it is, it all ends up in one place. And the main goal of this is, in my opinion, not only to get every scintilla of information on you they can, but also to sell you stuff so they can make a buck. Realize that, you know, this is the environment we're in. And, you know, you can find other places than YouTube to get content from. And there's actually pirate places you can get content from, but be advised, if you go to a pirate content place, the chances of you picking up a virus or something or a Trojan are much higher than regular commercial venues.
Well, you know what they say, if it's free, you are the product.
You got it. Bravo.
And Catherine, I would be remiss if I did not say that Catherine would tell you to get off the TV because subliminal programming coming through the TV. So anyway, and frankly, Spectrum is not my favorite. In my city, we have only two alternatives other than satellite. And one is Spectrum, and one is called Alta Fiber. And Alta Fiber is a fiber. It uses fibers. And fiber optics is, I understand, superior to what Spectrum uses.
Fiber optic is immune to EMP, and there's no planned replacement. That's how fast it is. Anything else, Carolyn?
Nope. I think we're finished, and this will be posted on Friday, the 29th, and keep the questions coming in. We've actually received two questions since Monday, but the cutoff is more or less on Monday. So we will cover the next questions on the next tech corner.
And again, if you've run into a unique problem from a software provider, et cetera, we'd love to know about it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, James.
Thank you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.